Got a little bit of sunshine and 20 degrees here at our studios in Queensbury. We are expecting a warmer day today, high up 35, maybe some snow tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 44 degrees. You know, just to make this all this nice powdery snow nice and slushy and such.
Yeah, aren't we supposed to get like freezing rain that night too or something?
Well, yeah, there's snow in the afternoon and then rain and snow and becoming all rain. Yeah, it's going to be
like that.
It's going to be a nice little mixed bag. No, I'm not a particularly big fan of weather like that, especially when it comes in the overnight.
I'd better travel in it just to be safe.
Well, it does seem to be the way it goes sometimes. But how was the weekend? You survived Snowmageddon. And obviously, you're here.
Yeah, it sounds like we got basically about the same 5-6 inches, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit more.
I don't get people that were. I saw some people digging their cars out this morning as I was leaving, and I'm like,
yeah, how do you go that entire day?
Yesterday was Sunday. You don't tell me you were that busy on Sunday. You obviously didn't move your car all Sunday, so I don't know what you were busy doing, but you should have at least taken a brush and gone out,
right,
given it a shot.
I did two rounds of the snow blowing myself. I probably would have done the whole wait until later in the afternoon, but it was one of those weird storms where it snowed forever. Like, it didn't, like, it wasn't like a heavy snow like they kind of predicted, like an inch per hour or anything like
that.
It just snowed like all day.
Sure.
And I would have waited, but there was a Thunder game down at the Cool Insuring Arena yesterday.
So you had to get out.
Had to get out and all that. So if I had to move the cars, I was like, you know what? If I got to move the cars anyways, time to fire up the snowblower, man.
Same here. Did that. It was about 3 o'clock, 3:30 yesterday. I was like, all right. Seems it was whatever halftime. I decided to do it at. I could probably put a more accurate
right around
time
the time
frame.
I was probably cracking my second brouha down at the Cool Insuring Arena.
I mean, I probably was while I was doing. Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. It actually wasn't that bad.
No, I mean,
it took a little bit longer because. One of our neighbors had the audacity to do earlier in the day, do the sidewalk in front of our house. So I had to pay back the favor, and I'm like, I don't want to go any further down.
I usually will do that, but by the time I did it my first go round yesterday morning, both neighbors on either side of me had taken care of their walks. They didn't touch mine because they're relatively new neighbors, and that's fine. That's fine. So it just means that hey, I don't have to
down to yours.
Just take care of my own stuff. And all right, yep. Not too bad.
There's actually an abandoned house a couple doors down, so I
usually get in front
go of
that down.
Nobody else is getting in front of it, so
yeah, it's kind of why in the summertime I mow my neighbor directly next to me's front yard.
There you go.
Because if I didn't, it would look like a ghost property.
It's not going to happen. Yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always fun, especially when you see the person that owns the house just after you've, like, you saw them the day before, and then you saw them 5 minutes after you did the mowing, and they still not even a wave, not a hey, thanks, dude, nothing.
I would look around and try to figure out what their car is.
I know, so I could
see, like, are they ducked down in the driver's seat watching me actually do this?
Literally got out of his truck, looked me dead in the eye. I was expecting like a hey, thanks, anything like that. Now looked me dead in the eye, looked away, and walked into one of the apartments.
Absolutely would not even bother.
Did not even, a little what's up nod would have been. I would have even taken the up, not the down, respect one.
Even if he didn't know that you did that.
No. I was mowing my yard with a lawnmower pushing it after I had did his yard.
No, I get you. But even if he had no idea that you mowed his yard, still just an acknowledgement, just to acknowledge that I see another person. I have acknowledged your existence.
Well, see, I can't say anything
day.
About that because I don't necessarily always acknowledge people. So, but if I notice that somebody that had a lawnmower mowing their lawn, and I just noticed my lawn was freshly mowed and I didn't do it,
I'd say, what a weird coincidence.
What a coinky dink.
What an odd thing to
Who
have happened so close to each other. What a weird... What a weird thing the universe just did.
The good thing is I don't have to worry about that for a few months. All right, 8:26. Let's get into some juicy gossip. Juiciest
gossip of the day. This one's going to make me feel bad. Complex.com says Taylor Swift's cat, Olivia Benson, which is a very clever name. I'm always down with a clever name for either a punny one or a very human name for a dog or a cat. That's always funny to me. And Olivia Benson, the
Olivia, yes.
Lead detective on Law & Order SVU. Yep. Taylor Swift's cat, Olivia Benson, reportedly has a higher net worth than Travis Kelce.
Wait. Before we hear numbers or anything like that, this is Travis Kelce, who is probably the top tight end in the league.
Probably.
He's got endorsements up the wazoo.
He sure does.
Has that podcast with his brother that does very well.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you make off a podcast, but sure.
But that does afford him more advertising
it's something else.
Endorsement opportunities.
Sure.
Okay, and you're telling me that a cat has a higher net worth than everything I just...
Not just a cat. This isn't just like the stray cat.
I don't care if it's a cat, if it's
a
stray cat, if it's
like
the Queen of England's cat. This is ridiculous.
According to the cat, cats.com, and they would know.
Cats.com.
I'm assuming it's not easy to get cats.com as a web address. They had to be very early on.
Very early
on
that game, yeah.
They have an ultimate pet rich list. Benson has a net worth of $97 million due to her appearances in music videos and endorsements. In contrast, Kelce is worth around $40 million. That fool. We all should have been cats.
We all
should have been Taylor Swift's cat. What else do you think is on that list? Paris Hilton always had that dog.
I feel like
her dog would be on the list. I'm not sure who else comes to mind off the top of my head, but yeah, $97 million. Which I'm sure Taylor Swift is holding on to for it.
You can
never trust cats with money. You know that old saying. I don't mean to sound speciesist, but you cannot trust a cat with money. Entertainment Tonight saying Travis Kelce's managers are angry that a cat is worth more than him, and now they're going back to negotiate now. Travis Kelce's managers are modeling his career after Dwayne The Rock Johnson's. They've strategically planned and orchestrated Travis's rise in popularity from hosting SNL, topping the Billboard charts. I think it's not Travis Kelce's managers that did this. It's the fact that he's in a relationship with Taylor Swift that sets him apart from normal football players.
That
and therefore
could be it.
Take advantage of it, but don't pretend this is all some master plan.
Yeah.
Like it was my manager that actually introduced me to Taylor Swift.
It was the manager that made that friendship bracelet to give to her
and
everything.
He just happened to always be encouraged. Taylor Swift always was on in the office, just low, but always
just
on
always, yeah.
whenever Travis came in.
For some reason, he always walk around going, gonna shake it off. Shake it. For some reason, we don't know why.
Travis now receiving more offers and considering hosting game shows.
He can't.
Cats.com, by the way.
I could not find the article on cats.com.
Too many pop-ups.
Way too many pop-ups on cats.com.
I feel like that would be a thing.
As far as Travis hosting a game show, he can't do any worse than Aaron Rodgers did hosting Jeopardy. So bring it on, man.
I wanted Aaron Rodgers to be good. He did a whole week, too.
He did. It was horrible. It was hard to watch.
He got better as the week went on is about the best I could say.
See, you got a lot more patience than I did. I got like 2-3 days in, and I'm like, nope.
I watched in the beginning, and then I forgot. And so
and
I watched again
back.
Like on
got
Thursday
it,
or something,
okay.
and I was like, that's why I wasn't watching this week.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten, because he might be a good quarterback, but he stunk as a game show host.
Yeah, he needs the little wristband with all the answers.
Right, yeah, exactly. He needs the play card.
this one, the category is Pop Potpourri. 400, all right. Mike 3, on 2. Ready, break.
Wait, what?
He could if he did that. CNN says Michael Bolton recently had surgery to remove a brain tumor.
Oh, wow.
He's now taking a break from touring. I didn't know he was still touring.
Oh, yeah, no, Michael
he's
Bolton's
70.
Bolton's still doing his thing, man.
No, I can believe it. I'm just saying he's a little bit older.
The ladies love a crooner, man. And even if he doesn't have the hair like he did back in the day, man, he can still sing. As long as he can sing, man, he's doing okay.
Well, he's taking a quick break to focus on his recovery. 70-year-old says,
"How am I supposed to live without you?"
That was him?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good song.
Now that I've been loving.
He says the surgery was successful. Michael assured his fans that he's working hard to accelerate his recovery so he can get back to performing soon. Bolton, I just found out, is touring.
He's taking a little break, but hopefully he'll be back.
Taking a break from the touring. I didn't know
that
he was
doing.
That you
did not know he was doing? Well, you didn't even know that Michael Bolton sang "How Was I Supposed to Live Without You"?
I think I did.
I mean, Laura Branigan did it originally. But
I think that's what I knew. But you're right. He did get famous for a free
sure
cover.
Did. Sure
that's,
did.
And he's still right. If you really kind of launched your fame on a cover,
well,
and then
he
had
around, other songs,
did he before that? I know he had a body of work.
I unfortunately in my... Back in my younger years, I worked at...
I'm setting him up, by the way, people. I knew he knew just a little bit more than I thought. I figured if I... No, Michael Bolton, he only had that only, one song and nothing else. No, he doesn't. In fact, on his first disc.
No. I know way too much more about Michael Bolton than I want to, because when I started in radio, I worked for some easy listening and some soft AC type of radio stations. Yeah. And Michael Bolton, like literally, you had to hit the top of the hour and play a Michael Bolton song. And then two songs later was Lionel Richie. I mean, it was like clockwork. You just had to, you know, Simon and Garfunkel were in there too. I mean, it was,
That sounds easy. I feel more at ease. I was a little tired when I came in today. You know, it was one of those long weekends. And you actually, I didn't know it had a lower gear. I'm like idling right now. I'm like, oh, that does sound good.
That does.
Just wake up to that softly playing in the background.
So did you watch, didn't watch any of the Golden Globes last night?
I mean,
night,
I fell asleep watching football, no, I didn't switch over. I didn't wake up and go, oh, no, the Globes are on, and then switch over. No.
Well, the wife and I, after, because it was a later night for us because of the hockey game and everything sure. was kind of pushed back a couple hours. So we were just kind of like finishing up dinner, and we were watching that, and Joe Coy was the host.
That's
and,
right.
And we didn't find out he was going to host until about 2 weeks prior. They needed to give him a little more time because I only watched the monologue. But man,
not great.
Oh, it so bad. Do you follow Barstool Sports on? That guy KFC Barstool, who purports to be one of his a very good friend of Joy Coy. I actually watched a video where even he's like, "This guy's my boy, my friend," and he bombed horribly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was not good, to the point where even during the monologue he had made a joke about, "Hey, I only had 2 weeks to write these jokes," or something like that. He made a comment about Taylor Swift and football that she rolled her eyes.
Some reactions to the monologue, and one of them was Taylor Swift reacting to that. Was Gaffigan there? I think Jim Gaffigan was there. I thought he was there
I saw that. My wife and I went, this is horrible. This is painful.
Not going to sit there.
Let's watch the Bills.
Yeah, which is also horrible and painful, depending on who you are, what team you support.
Well, quite honestly, at this point, my team's not in it anymore,
that's
so
true.
You got to root for somebody.
Mine never was, so yeah, I guess so. Well, no, neither of those teams.
Well, I know you
neither
can't.
Neither Miami nor Buffalo. I'm not allowed to.
You're not. I can. They're not in the division, so I can root for them.
Anyway, if you were wondering, the Golden Globes Best Picture was Oppenheimer.
Best
Actor in a Motion Picture. Well, I mean, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right, yeah. Do you know it's going to be one of those two, basically?
Scorsese and perhaps his last out, although I've said this the last three movies that he's done. He's going to retire someday. No, he's just going to die someday. He'll stop making movies. That's what's going to happen to Scorsese.
And the last one's going to be about 8.5 hours long, because it seems like his movies just keep getting longer and
they? Go back and look. I think you're fondly remembering some of them. Casino still ran 3 hours and change.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. Actress in a Motion Picture, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's who's Hollywood's premier director, rather. Is it Scorsese? Or is it Christopher Nolan?
Or is it Nolan?
Yeah, well, they're trying to figure it out last night. Killers of the Flower Moon, Best Actress, Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. I don't like how they put musical and comedy together into a category. Separate categories, man.
Dude, think about the swag bags we were talking about on Friday. They add another category. You got another, like, $2 million with the swag bags just for those four nominees, bro.
If you're starting to think about money, if you're doing the Golden Globes just to think about, Globes rather, just to think about the money, you're in it for the wrong reasons, man. It's in it for the pageantry, the show that goes on way too long. Long.
Like, because you want to
really, really long.
You want to add another category or two to that?
Yeah, with a boring
monologue.
Well,
actually, it would be a lot more than just one category, because if you want to separate musical and comedy, then there's got to be a Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Actor, Best Supporting. I mean,
yeah, do it.
You're adding a whole lot of categories.
I'm not watching it no matter what. You could add 150 new categories. It doesn't make any difference to me one way or the other.
That's a good point. Best
Picture was actually Poor Things.
For the musical or comedy.
Yep, for musical or comedy. Best Actor in a Motion Picture, musical or comedy, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. And musical or comedy, Best Actress was Emma Stone in Poor Things. And basically the rest of it was, it's Oppenheimer. Barbie won a Best Original Song. I'm surprised
Billie
it didn't
Eilish,
win a little bit more than that.
Well, it wasn't. You got to remember, Barbie wasn't, you know, award bait by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I guess it just made a ton of money. And right. Which would you rather be? Would you rather be famous, or would you rather drive a diamond encrusted Ferrari?
Diamond encrusted Ferrari every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
There you go. And best director, finally, we're trying to decide. Is it Scorsese? Is it Christopher Nolan? It was Christopher Nolan.
Oh, okay. All right. So this year's Nolan. By the way, just a quick Succession and The Bear. The Bear won for musical,
sure,
comedy, and Succession won for everything else.
Which has been winning for years, basically,
yes,
on its own anyway. The show that everyone talks about, I still have yet. One of these days, I'll sit down and I'll watch
and
it
actually
all
watch
the way through.
All of it?
Yeah, because I heard, even though I know the ending and everything. National Enquirer claiming Madonna is fining dancers who arrive late to her concerts. Was this the reason she was like 3 hours late? The concert started like 3 hours late?
Supposedly like, that had something to do
ago.
With it. Technical issues. I don't think dancers arriving late count
technically
as
that's an issue.
Technically, you're right. That is an issue. But
no,
I don't.
If somebody was their ride and they never showed up.
The dancers are riding in with the gaffers and the key grips and such like that?
It's entirely possible.
I guess.
Key grip is the guy who holds the microphone? Sound guy? Or is that lighting?
I think it's
lighting as well, yeah. Best boy helps the key grip. I know that. I know this Biff from Back to the Future.
Yes, I saw that clip.
He sings a song.
Yeah, yes.
And he actually mentions that in it. Source, it's questions that he gets.
Dude, I saw that clip sometime this past weekend, so I know exactly what you are talking about. Because I was scrolling through social media, and I'm like, and I scrolled past it first. I'm like, wait a minute. Was that Biff with a guitar?
Oh, see,
and I scroll back, and I'm like, oh, yes, it is. Okay, I'm going to listen to this
song. I've seen it. It's a bit that he's done before. I saw it a while ago, and I had the same reaction when it popped up within the last week or so for me as well. It was, why do I know that guy? Oh, right, that's Biff from Back to the Future. That's right. Anyway, source says Madonna's implemented a stringent policy backstage. Crew members and dancers face a hefty $100 fine every time they dare to be late. So she's charging them. You're right. I don't think that's the one that made the concert.
Two and a half hours.
Emma Stone, fresh off her victory for Best Female Actress.
Yes.
Tells Variety Magazine, this was before she even knew, tells Variety Magazine that a sequel to Disney's Cruella is in the works. Hopefully it will begin filming sooner rather than later. It's a work in progress kind of thing going on. We'll see what happens. It's a blast. She's a blast. So yeah, we'll see. It's a work in progress. I didn't see Cruella. That's one where, like, you're trying to make... She's the one from 101 Dalmatians, right?
Correct.
I have trouble. You could... Maleficent. We don't really know the story. We know she's an evil witch, but we don't know much. You can give me the backstory. In fact, all witches. That's why the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The Wicked West of the Witch, Witch of the West got a bad rap, man. She dropped a house on her sister. I'm just saying.
Wicked. That's the other one. So people want to see prequels with witches. I don't know if I want to see the prequel for the woman that wants to collect puppy skin. Like...
It's
like when they say like a serial killer had a tough growing up, and you're like, I get it, and I feel for that. Still doesn't excuse what we found in your crawl space.
Just
not going to make it okay. No. While feeling bad for you, also, you are terrible and still a monster. People Magazine saying Kelly Clarkson won't allow her kids. Daughter River Rose and son Remington Alexander. I forget their names.
River and Remington.
It's what southern town did you grow up in, or did you move to name your kids River and Remington? She won't allow her kids to have social media accounts until they're 18. You know, that's building the groundwork. If there's going to be such a thing as nepotism, you have to let them start marketing themselves now, Kelly. I don't mean to tell you your business.
Honestly, I think she's, because I did read, I think this was a People Magazine article. I did read a little bit more about this. It actually has more to do with protecting them from what they might hear about her parents. You know what I mean? Because she does go on to say, in fact, at the next line, that she believes can be hard on kids, especially with those with parents in the public eye. I mean, think about it. If they had social media accounts 2-3 years ago when they were going through the divorce, that would have just been...
Or even recently when a lot of the stuff came out.
Dad embezzled $2.5 million from mom.
I strongly hesitate to believe that they haven't heard it or looked... I mean, just because they're not on social media doesn't mean they don't have Google.
That's very true, I suppose.
Said my daughter was like, well, what if my dad lets me? Which is a valid question.
A very valid question. I love her response, though.
Because
dad's
trying to win the kids' love.
Like, what if daddy lets me?
And she said, well, you're there there for 4 days a month. Enjoy that. And right now he's not letting them do it either. Clarkson says, I'll listen when they're older, but they have to have a solid argument.
Well, you are definitely not a child of divorce, because that was absolutely hilarious to me. They like, well, what if dad lets me? You're there 4 months, 4 days out of the month. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm the one who pays the bills. When you're over there having mac and cheese.
You gotta remember, Granddaddy Blackstock still has plenty of cash. So
that
probably
doesn't mean that Granddaddy Blackstock likes the grandkids.
Something tells me Granddaddy Blackstock doesn't like his kid. Probably okay with the grandkids.
Well, he may have a problem with all offspring in general. I couldn't do it right, there's no way that you're doing it right, Junior. E! News saying that Brian Austin Green, or Bag, recently got a vasectomy after welcoming a baby with Sharna Burgess.
Hey, Nick Cannon, you should give Mr. Bag a call there and just see if he's got that doctor's number. It's a urologist. Is what those are called that do that. I'm just throwing that out there.
So he can, yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of part of his routine now. You can't.
I was waiting for you to say part of his DNA.
I missed that one. Swing and a miss. Sharna revealed on a podcast that Brian had the procedure done when their son was 8 weeks old. The vasectomy can be reversed if they change their mind. That was really quick. That it just felt so. First of all, it was his partner on Dancing with the Stars,
right?
And this is the last we saw of Sharna, who used to be my favorite, right up until
she started dating Bag.
Well, I didn't even have a problem with him. I took his side in the Machine Gun Kelly running off with Megan Fox.
Sure.
I wanted to take his side. Then I heard him in interviews, and I'm like, you know what? Why didn't she leave him earlier? say two kids ago, you could have left him. When he got together with her all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden they're having a kid within, like, you know, 6 months of dating or whatever. It just felt very reactionary to me.
It very well could have been, but apparently it's wedded bliss, because no more kids for Mr. Brian Austin Green.
I feel like that is the secret to wedded bliss. problem is they already have a kid there.
Oh, my God.
Daily Mail says Marvel bosses are unwilling to replace disgraced actor Jonathan Majors with Will Smith in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because you have to have a disgraced actor or else the role is not going to work.
Yeah, come on.
I heard about replacements. Idris Elba popped up.
Idris Elba was already in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And the age difference. Yeah, but he had a lot of prosthetics on, right?
You still could tell it was the same dude. He had dreads and he had contact lenses, basically.
Oh, that's right. He didn't have a bunch of...
He was Heimdall. He was the guy that controlled the magic portal thingy from Asgard.
I don't know why, but I was thinking of a Star Trek, actually. I think he was actually a character in Star Trek. That might have been it. Covered in a ton of prosthetics.
I might have played like a Klingon or something like that.
I think it was the main bad guy in the third one. So that's what I'm thinking of, the one with Chris Pine. Majors, I just don't like it how it's like, it doesn't matter, we just need a black actor.
Come on.
Like, there's a big age difference between Jonathan Majors and Idris Elba.
Well,
like,
and Jonathan Majors and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith's not a young dude.
I know, I still think... My fault. I still think of him. He'll always be the age he was when I first saw him in
Fresh Prince?
Independence Day, actually.
Oh, Independence Day. Okay.
Didn't have cable.
Independence Day was 1994, bud.
96.
Okay. All right. Either way, that's still mid-90s.
95, maybe. Majors, who was found guilty of harassment and assault against his ex-girlfriend, may face up to a year in prison. Smith's name has been vetoed because producers don't want to replace one actor with another with more baggage. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I think that was just basically like somebody went through the Rolodex and said, black actors go. Is Denzel Washington, what's he doing these days? Like, no, again, the difference, Jonathan Majors...
Right, Denzel Washington, I think, is the oldest guy we've talked about in that list.
Yes. So for this one, I don't know. It really seems like they had put all their eggs in one basket. They were going to do what character was going to play?
He was Kang.
He was Kang, right? They were going to do the Kang Dynasty.
Right. Yeah.
That was the next jumping off point to the Marvel Universe instead of doing more Avengers.
Imagine Kang was supposed to be kind of like what Thanos was, the big bad behind everything in that first.
And so it was.
And then this just went.
Yep. So it became Avengers 5, and now it's like, well, do we keep doing Avengers? Because like most movies that are on number 5, it's people in their heads think of it as diminishing returns. It'll be interesting to see which way they're going to go.
Well, I've got one suggestion. We can end GC Gossip with it. I know he's already played somebody, but, you know, if they're throwing out names like Idris Elba, why not?
Morgan Freeman is not going to work. I'm sorry, dude.
I was going to say Michael B. Jordan. He played Killmonger in Black Panther, but, you know, they could always... you know, prosthetics or something. I'm just throwing it out there. He's a great actor.
That's the only problem that he would, because he actually was really good as Killmonger. He did really, that was,
he's a great actor.
That was one of the few villains in a Marvel movie where I was like, you really got to kill him off, man. Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen the original Black Panther. But,
which came out like 12 years ago.
Yeah. I was one of those ones where I was like, you really should save him for later. Like, kill him in a way, if you're going to do it in a way you can have him bring him back. Yeah, like, because he was that good. He did a really good job.
This is the way they can bring him back. Just bring him back as a completely different character. See? Problem solved.
Well, you can't complain about Idris Elba being in one movie as one character and then say, it's fine.
Come on, man. I decided that was a great idea, so I've changed my position.
I know how you feel about Michael B. Jordan as an actor now. I agree with you. He actually is great. He's great in Creed, and he was great as Killmonger. He just might be a good actor. What do you think of that?
He might just be. Wow, look at that.